Hey, everybody. Today on the TalkCast, we'll talk about The Interpreter of Maladies by Jhumpa Lahiri with our guest, Nathan Kooner.
Hello.
So, Nathan, what happens in this book?
Well, the book is a collection of short stories with lots of examples of diaspora in it.
And what's diaspora?
Well, diaspora is the relocation or spreading of people, culture, or language that was originally bound to a location to another alien or foreign location.
Okay. And how is this connected to The Interpreter of Maladies?
Well, there are frequent examples of diaspora in the short stories. One example of diaspora in the short story is the actual short story, The Interpreter of Maladies. The short story deals with our protagonist, Mr. Kapasi, who is a tour guide talking to the Das family on a tour to the Sun Temple in India. An example of diaspora is the difference between Mr. Kapasi and the Das family. Although both Mr. Kapasi and the family are of Indian origin, they are very different.
And how so?
Well, for one, Mr. Kapasi grew up and lived in India, while the Das family grew up and lived in America. This difference is even more enhanced by the difference in the way the characters act and the culture that the characters have.
Okay, Nathan, so give us an example.
Well, one example of this is seen in this quote. "They were all like siblings," Mr. Kapasi thought, as they passed a row of date trees. Mr. and Mrs. Das behaved like an older brother and sister, not parents. It seemed that they were in charge of the children only for the day. It was hard to believe they were regularly responsible for anything other than themselves. This shows the difference between parents, family values, and parenting between parents in India and parents in America.
So is there anything else about diaspora in The Interpreter of Maladies?
Well, there are more examples, but we can move on.
All right, that sounds good. Nathan, what do you think it means to be American?
I think that being an American means that you are, first of all, an American citizen and that you live in America.
Okay, how does your definition of American compare to Lahiri's definition?
Well, my definition is somewhat similar to hers. Yes, being American does mean that you're an American citizen and that you live in America, but that doesn't make someone feel like they're American. Lahiri explains how she's inherently different than Americans and how it has taken her a long time to even somewhat feel American. In her eyes, to be American, you have to be a part of the culture and thrive in that culture.
So, Nathan, what do you think about assimilation? What are the positives or negatives?
Well, I think that assimilation can be good, but also bad. It can lead to people becoming closer and more connected with each other. And then this can lead to better relationships with people in the community and better friendships. But a downside of assimilation is that it can lead to a culture being lost or somewhat erased from history.
You know, I've asked a lot of questions related to Lahiri and The Interpreter of Maladies, but I haven't asked anything about you. How does The Interpreter of Maladies relate to you, Nathan?
Well, I think many characters in the novel have conflicts that are kind of similar to what I would feel on a daily basis. Some examples of this are dealing with relationships, kind of seen in a temporary matter. Another aspect that a lot of characters deal with is identity. I deal with this as well because I'm still pretty young and don't really know what I'm doing or what I want to do in the future exactly. And sometimes I don't really know who I am, and sometimes I worry about that and contemplate it, like Miranda in that story. But except, of course, not through the means of which she does that.
All right. Well, thanks, Nathan. Thanks for talking to us today.
All right.